We are all still adjusting getting back to school, right? And I think this is such an important time to have this conversation about making sure you're in check with your mental health, your students are in check with their mental health, certainly because we're all still adjusting to the beginning of the school year. But just in general, there's been a lot that's gone on. So it's important that we are checking in and that we're aware of where we are at as adults, but also our students. And so to talk more about this, we have James Geisler back on the show with us, Executive Director of Wellness Services over at Sacred Heart University. James, it's great to have you in studio.
It's awesome to be here. Thanks for having me.
Ridiculous, because I've had James on the show I don't know how many times, but we've never actually been in person. That is silly.
This
so I'm glad we stopped that.
Yes.
And that you're here. This is so nice. I first and foremost, I mean, you guys are obviously also in the beginning of your school year. In some regard, the college students go back a little bit earlier. But how do you, first of all, even start that conversation? You know, September of the given new school year, you know this is a priority. But how do you start to have that conversation? Because even with all the normalizing around mental health and discussing it, there is still a little bit of this, I don't know if I want to touch it. I don't know if I want to introduce something that may or may not be there. How do you address it?
I mean, we address it as early as spring to parents, even of college students. And I think the most important thing to note is that students look like they're okay. Mm-hmm. And so that prevents us from asking those questions. But it doesn't have to be, how is your mental health? It could be, you know, college is really a tough time and that transition is really rough, even if you're a great student or a great student athlete. Let's open up that box and just explore it together and figure out what's inside. And I think that's the most important thing, is just being curious, leaning into it. But like I said, we start that with students in the spring, and we start that with parents in the spring too. Just normal things and what to expect, because often it's been a while since kids go somewhere and don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm. You know what you also did there, James, that I think made me want to lean into that conversation, was you were vulnerable. So starting off with saying, hey, this is challenging, or this can be really stressful, or I remember for me, this is how I felt. Starting the conversation off that way, I mean, talk about the importance of also articulating when you are talking about mental health, not just for students, but I think even for the adults, you know, the importance of being vulnerable. Because I think if you want that human connection, being, I don't want to say accusatory, like, hey, how's your mental health? Or, hey, you look stressed out.
Yeah.
You're already making a barrier, I think, for somebody to then feel like, hey, I can open up to you, right? I mean, how important is it that you also bring a level of vulnerability when you're having those conversations?
Vulnerability is everything, because I think our kids look at us as like they've got everything going on. And I think it's important for us to humble ourselves and talk about our own transitions and our own stress. And that requires a level of vulnerability. For parents of college students, I think they go away and they're like, oh, they'll call me, you know, if they're struggling. It's like, but do they do that now? Right? And how often do we create the conditions for that to happen? So I think we need to be vulnerable with them, you know, through every aspect of their school years. And I think that goes a long way.
You know, it's interesting, James, because I certainly don't want to sit here and say that my parents were perfect. I am certainly not a perfect parent. I could tell you I've already messed up twice already today, actually. But that's besides the point. But one thing I really valued in, especially my mom, was that she would call when things were hard for her, not because she needed somebody to fix it, but I think for her to say like, hey, just because I'm the adult, I don't have all the answers. And it made me feel like, oh, okay, wait, so I'm not the only one that's broken, right? I mean, I think it's important before we go and support our students that we figure out how to first address it normally for ourselves, right? I mean, talk about sort of, you know, we want to support our kids, right? We want to support those college students. But before we do that, how do we best support ourselves and feel comfortable with the fact that maybe we are having a hard time with something?
You know, we have to acknowledge that hard times come and go, right? A lot of things are temporary. This too shall pass. In order to be there for our students, we have to be there for ourselves too. So I think it's just acknowledging the fact that these transitions are difficult, not trying to stuff them down, because what happens is when our students come to us, we then start to tell them, well, you're going to be fine. It's okay. Don't worry about it, right?
How important is that we don't do that? Oh, I saw your face,
yeah,
right?
I'll take a deep breath, right?
When you say, you know, no, you're fine. This is fine. When you almost write off if something could be, you know, maybe it is surface issue, but it feels like a big issue to them.
Well, in your life, I mean, every time you were struggling and someone told you you're going to be fine, did it work?
No.
Right.
It's like when people tell you to calm down when you're feeling something. It's not because you're just defensive and it could be seen as offensive, however you want to say it. it's because you feel like you're being shut down. You feel like you're not being heard or that it's not legitimate what you're feeling.
Yes. My good friend Henry always says, like, in the history of calm down, no one's ever calmed down.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So I think just providing that space and helping students really figure out what is it that they really need, acknowledge that it's difficult, and save space for it goes a really long way.
So again, we have James Geisler here, who is the executive director of wellness services over at Sacred Heart University. If you have parents who are specifically listening right now, whether or not their kids go to school here in Connecticut, and I think it's, you know, goes even beyond just the college students, but certainly, you know, with your focus on college, because this is sometimes for kids the first time they're independent, they're away from home, and they're trying to figure out even just things that mom and dad always did for them. How can they best support their kids? What advice would you give?
I think the best advice I would give is don't be a rescuer. I think it's our gut feeling as parents to jump in and try to remove as many obstacles for our parent, for our students. But we have to help them develop a level of self-awareness, reflection, et cetera, because that's a lifelong skill, right? And so asking those open-ended questions, like, first of all, validating, like, it seems like you're really having a hard time with this transition. I'm sorry you're going through it. I know what that's like, right? Having that vulnerability piece. But then what do you need from me? You know, how can I best support you? That's an open-ended question. Students are going to say their first, you know, favorite three words, I don't know, right? But we have to push past that. We have to get past it and say, like, you know, I'm here as a support. And when you're ready to tell me what you think is going to be helpful, I'm your listening ear. So I think it's getting in the trenches with students and really asking those reflective questions, because we want to help them develop that level of self-awareness.
It's interesting, James, as you're talking about the importance of not being a rescuer. It reminds me a lot of even in marriages where they talk about don't be the fixer. So I'm married to a fixer. And the number one piece of advice that we learned from our marriage counselor years and years ago was, Derek, don't fix Melissa. If she's having a hard time, just be there for her, just being present. And the amount of times my poor husband will sit there. I was telling you that I had a very hard time with the news last week. I finally broke. And my husband, he knows by now, you know, I can't fix the pain that Melissa's feeling, but I could certainly be like, hey, do you want a cup of tea? Do you want me to get your favorite blanket? Do you want me to just give you space? Do you want, you know, it's not always fixing, but it's just a presence there. And then eventually they might come to you as well. That's usually what I do, is I eventually will come to my husband with what's going on. But it's that same sort of concept.
Absolutely. Kids come to college counseling centers and sometimes they just need someone to listen.
Right.
And usually it's because their parents are trying to get in the way and move everything for them. And they don't want that. They were like, I just needed to get it out. I need someone to just use those nonverbals, nod their head, get in the trenches with me, take a deep breath and feel like I'm empowered to now take control of my life. Right.
Right.
And I think that's important.
And that can be hard. I mean, to be fair, on the parent side, I didn't get this until I became a parent, but it can be very hard to separate because, look, we made them, right? I mean, these are our kids. It's very hard to say that my kid is hurting or that I am in a very hard spot where I can't fix this for them. But, you know, you mentioned counseling services. I want to give accolades where they are due. Sacred Heart was actually recently ranked among the top 10 in the nation for student support by the Princeton Review. What does that mean for you, James? I mean, that's a big deal.
Huge. Top 10 in the country. You know, we have such an amazing group of staff over in the counseling center. They show up day in and day out for student mental health. You know, I think the accolade there is, you know, students complete survey results that, you know, result in that ranking. So that's what means the most to me, is that students are really telling the story. I always said, first day on the job, never going to make assumptions about what students need. We're going to take a pulse on what students need. And so offering those semester long survey feedback, you know, that's our way of getting the pulse on the student body and really enhancing our services. So it means a lot. It really does.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing. And certainly, you know, this is available for Sacred Heart University students. But James, I'm going to ask you this question, a little off the cuff, but I think you've got this. Even if you're not a Sacred Heart student, why would you recommend another, I would think, piece of advice for parents is, I'm going to say letting go a little bit, maybe widening the village, because it takes a village to raise a child. And telling your child, hey, if you want to go to the counseling on campus for your school, you should do that.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't have any hesitation for any other healthcare provider, right? If they're sick, they would go to health services. If they're not feeling well or not feeling their best selves, then go to the counseling center. I think we've come a really long way in our society talking about mental health, but I also think we have a long ways to go. Mm-hmm. And I would say, just from, you know, doing this work and being on the other side of that room, it does go a long way for students when their parents are super supportive. Like, why don't you, you know, go to the counseling center and give it a try, as opposed to you're fine, you don't need that, and you have me if you need me. Just that support goes a long way. Students are really receptive. They'll never tell you, by the way. Students will never tell you you're doing a great job as a parent.
Right.
And that they appreciate that. But they will tell us that it means a lot. So from someone who has met with so many students and so many parents, just give them the room to explore that and to seek help.
Well, James, I want to thank you for what you do professionally, certainly, again, as Executive Director of Wellness Services over at Sacred Heart University. But I also want to thank you for sharing this advice on WICC, having open conversation. This is what it's all about. And so I appreciate you doing that today.
Thanks for having me today.
Oh, my gosh, you're welcome. Don't you dare do another phone conversation unless you have to.
I won't.
Unless you have to do it. But this was too good.
This is awesome.
Come back in studio anytime.
Thanks, Melissa.
You're always welcome. That, again, is James Geisler, who is the Executive Director of the Wellness Services over at Sacred Heart University, right here on WICC.